Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
9 minutes after seven is where we're at this morning. And of course, we move along now to our next feature. Now, whether you like them or not, the Gatvol movement is here to stay and are now serious about venturing into the world of politics. Now, they have launched the Cape Coloured Congress, which was registered with the IEC yesterday. And that certainly means we're going to have an interesting local government elections come 2021. But joining us online this morning from the new Cape Coloured Congress is Fadil Adams. Fadil, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Alaikum assalam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah.
Good stuff. Now, of course, I guess the first question to ask is Cape Coloured Congress. You know, many would say it's a bit exclusionary, but, you know, what's your thought process behind the name?
Well, I suppose you could, if you're nitpicking, I suppose you could say that it's exclusionary.
Mm-hmm.
But our constitution does say that anyone may join us, providing that they have the best interests of the coloured people at heart.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, that's an invitation to everybody.
Sure. So does this mean now that, you know, many were a little confused yesterday, you know, when they happened to see it on social media as well. They were asking, now what happens to Gatvol movement? Is it defunct or do you still exist as a social movement, perhaps?
Gatvol movement will always be around.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that Gatvol as an NPO has been denied a political opportunity.
Mm.
But our need for a political voice for our people exists. We've had negotiations with, how many parties was that? Anyway, but none of them, we feel, well, there was one or two that came close, but none of them match what we think our people need, which is an aggressive party that will not pull punches, that will have everyone's rights at heart, but will be have a very narrow focus, and the focus is the colored people.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you planning to contend in the local government elections? Is that why you've chosen to go with the name Cape Coloured Congress? Of course, to appease those who didn't exactly approve of Gatvol movement, so to speak.
In a nutshell, yes, we will be contesting 2021. The scope of how far we contest, I cannot say until we're sure of how much money we have. At the moment, we have absolutely nothing, but I am looking to make a plan.
All right. Now, in terms of, you know, coming in as a party, we know there are quite a few challenges. But what are the budgetary constraints for launching a political party? You know, is this going to limit you from going national?
At this stage, for the foreseeable future, yes, we will not be able to go national. The launching and the registering of the party costs almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actual electioneering that's expensive. You know, it's your transport costs, your posters, your adverts, sweaters, all that type of thing. I tell you that I would actually be able to retire comfortably with what it will cost to run a local election. However, if we can get you improve the lives of our people, we're more than happy to pay that money. Find that money and pay that money. At this stage, as far as we're concerned, a vote to the ANC is a vote to the DA. A vote to the DA is a vote to the ANC, as far as the coloured people are concerned. These people are intent on hurting us, intent on marginalising us, intent on sidelining us. We're here to upset that status quo. The Cape Flats and the coloured people as a whole need a voice, and we are going to give it to them.
So, of course, we see you very active on social media, Facebook in particular. Tell us in terms of, you know, going forward for the coloured community, so to speak, what sort of inroads are you making? You know, you've been doing it under the banner of the Gatvol movement. We know when it comes to social housing and, you know, having our voices heard, that's been going on. Speak to us in terms of what sort of work have you been doing over the past few months?
Look, the party, we only submitted yesterday.
Mm.
So at this stage, the party itself, there's absolutely nothing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So in the new year, we'll be coming out hard. We'll be writing out our memberships. We'll be launching our branches because we want to be as effective as we can. We're not going into this election to contest. We're going into this election to win it. We want to give the land back to its rightful owners, and there's only one way we can do it. Not if we're in a coalition as a minor party, partner. We're coming out here to win this meeting. I'm not promising anyone anything.
Yeah. Do you think you have the necessary support?
Hey?
Do you think you have the necessary support?
Look, we won't know until the elections are done, until every vote is counted. However, we are mindful of the fact that we're going up against the DA and the ANC, the DA being the Coca-Cola of Western Cape politics. So yes, it's an almost impossible task. We're also mindful of the fact that every other political party that exists has tried to take on the DA in this province and failed. But none of them has been as aggressive as we are.
Now, of course, speaking about the DA, Fadil, you know, what role are you going to be playing in terms of the current political climate that we see? We know there's been a major shift in the DA with many black people leaving the party.
Look, as far as we are concerned, we've got nothing to do with how the DA is run. That's not our business. Black people will leave the DA because everybody can now see exactly what the DA is. It's exclusionary, it's right-wing, and it caters for whites only. Now, black people have seen it. Now, let's see if the colored people have seen it. Because I tell you now, we are their base. They exist of us. They do nothing for us. So let's see. We're going to go out there with our message, which is very clear, that we are here for our own upliftment because we can't expect anyone else to do it. They've had 24 years and we've regressed. It is time that the colored people understand that they need to vote for themselves. We need to trust our own leadership. The DA leadership is clear. They've said it many times, twice as far as I know, but many times, that colored people can't lead. Colored people aren't equipped. We are here to tell them you're wrong.
Now, apart from saying, you know, that colored people are marginalized, perhaps categorize things for us in terms of what are some of the main issues as the Cape Colored Congress come 2020 you hope and plan to take forward as a party?
Look, our main issues is probably the same as everyone else. The only thing is no one else does a thing about it. We are concerned about unemployment. Unemployment because there aren't any jobs because the country is in a state. Unemployment because the city of Cape Town and the ANC sits with this type of skewed thinking that, in their minds, we don't need work. Colored people don't walk into the civic center. Where's the colored representation? It's not there. How many thousands of matriculants are going to be unemployed next year? How many of them had the grade and the aptitude to go to college next year, but they've been denied because of the color of their skin? These are the issues that we're going to be attacking. We're going to come after it. You know the housing waiting list? The council housing waiting list? The database, as they call it? We plan to tear it up and throw it away. Because that thing does not represent what happens in the city of Cape Town.
Yes.
That is what we're about, in a nutshell.
All right. Now, of course, you know, having looked at yesterday registering with the IEC, what was the reaction like from the local communities? You know, what sort of reaction, as well as from other political parties, have you heard from them? Not that I think you would be too concerned, but, you know, has there been communication in terms of what has been talk at the moment?
Look, I've had a few phone calls from a few politicians, which is actually surprising. And I'm actually thankful for it. Most of them offered their best wishes. Some of them even belong to the DA. Some of them to the ANC. And they've offered us their best wishes and said that they know that we'll do well. My community is firmly in support of what we do. Yes, there are the naysayers, but you find them in every area. And you know who the naysayers generally are? It's the guy that's made it out the ghetto, generally. And he's got the nerve to say, yeah, well, you know what? I work hard to get. Yes, you work hard to, but you're a drop in the bucket. You're the one they let through. So I don't mind. You know, in every community, we're never going to please everyone. We're never going to get every vote, as long as we get the most of them. Let me make this clear. As far as we're concerned, in 2021, there will be no clear winner in this province. Whoever wants to have a say in this province will have to come and speak to the Cape Coloured Congress. That is a fact. If you want to speak to us, we will ask you one simple question. What's in it for our community? Before we go anywhere else, that's all we want to know.
Fadil, I'm just having a look at some of the comments that have been coming through while we're having this conversation on air. You know, some are congratulating. Others are saying, you know what, the CCC sounds like a colonized idea. It's perhaps the same as the past colored representative party. What would you respond to that?
Ma'am, yeah, let me tell you how much thought went into the CCC. A three-week debate. Because we were all about, oh, but then what are the Khoi going to say? And yes, the people reject the term colored. Let me be clear. I, myself, used to consider myself as black. I told this government, made it clear that I was not black, African in particular. Let's just get that out of the way. Secondly, the term colored has largely been accepted by our people. Largely. It's also the broadest avenue we have. We'd be stupid to turn it away.
And of course, you know, finally,
can you hear me?
I can hear you amidst all the barking going on in the background. No problem there. But of course, you know, just speaking in terms of the rands and cents, of course, you now registered a political party. Who are your financial backers? You know, where is the money coming from? Are you going to be transparent in that sense in us knowing who's investing into this party?
Our own people will have to back us. Our own people will have to contribute 5 rand, 2 rand, 1 rand, 10 rand. Our local businessmen will have to help us. I tell you, I've faced financial ruin because of what we did here. I put my everything into this. If our people are serious about a better life, we shouldn't go begging. I don't want to be in the pockets of the big businessmen of this country like a Malema. Where at the end of the day, after all the good you say and all the promises you make, you're still run by business. Business doesn't care about the people. If this thing cannot be run by the communities, then I don't know. Then I think we should just pack it up. Save ourselves a lot of effort here. Look, at the end of the day, this party belongs to the people. It is not mine. It is not our ESGs. it's not Sharifa's. It belongs to the people. And it's here for the benefit of the people. And I think that the people must be prepared to make a small sacrifice for their own children. It's called an investment, man. You know, we're not here to say to anyone, lend me your vote. Lend me your vote means nothing. We're here to say, invest your vote here. Because it must pay a return. If it doesn't do that, then we might as well fail.
Fadil, speak to the coloured community this morning. You just said, you know, we need to make an investment for our children. Speak to the children this morning. I mean, school's out as of yesterday. We'll be seeing loads of them loitering around in our communities. What would you say to them this morning to help perhaps your vision go forward?
Yeah, kids, the message is simple. We want to see parks as green as the ones in Constantia. We want the killings in the Cape Flats to stop. We don't want you guys on the street corners. We want you to fly. We need more doctors and lawyers and engineers, boilermakers, sailors, pilots. You're not going to get that on the street corner. You need to listen to your parents. We plan to give you the opportunity that is due to you, the one that was denied to so many of us before, and denied to some of us until the last election as well. To the elders, I'd like to say, shukran for your support. You are going back home. District 6, Constantia, if we get enough votes, I swear to you, 3-4 months after our councillors take their seats, the bulldozers will come in to clear your land. It is yours. And the unemployed, I want to say, you know what? The days of the city of Cape Town paying a contractor 40,000 rand to build a speed bump is over. Because if we get in there, we're going to employ on a full-time basis with meaningful employment, bricklayers, plasterers, plumbers, within the city of Cape Town. Because this is, you know what? We can't remain subcontractors and casual workers forever. We want every second employee in the city of Cape Town and in this province to be an Aboriginal Cape Townian.
Now,
and we won't settle for anything else.
Final, as a final point, you know, the Cape Coloured Congress is what you're calling yourself, you know, and at a time when, you know, we're going through so much in this country in terms of racism and the other complex issues that we have, why push race politics in South Africa, you know, when we're dealing with these immense issues, you know, and related to racial and class identity at this present moment? Do you think it's effective? Is it not contributing to the greater problem?
Now, if I may, if you look at the ruling parties, it is clear that it doesn't care about us. We've had many of the senior members say things. We've had Jesse Duarte come out and say, and the Premier from Gauteng come out and say, but we're sorry for marginalized. We're sorry for, what did they say? No, not marginalizing you, but effectively saying sidelining you. That was the ANC. Right? We know all about the DA. We've had Alan Zilla tell us that there aren't enough colored skills in the province. You know, my son has a diploma. My niece has a degree. She hires white matriculants. If the racial lines have not been drawn, we don't need to do this. If we don't do this, and if it doesn't succeed, let me tell you what will happen. The janazas will keep flowing. The unemployment will keep growing. And we'll die in those backyards. We'll die in those backyards. This is not about racism. It's about fairness, man. If this government had treated us fairly, you would not be speaking to me this morning. You would not ever have heard of me. I don't believe that this is my calling. This is just something that I have to do.
Speaking about it as something you have to do, one would then ask, you know, why go into the world of politics? We know it's messy, we know it's dirty, money talks, you know, would it not be more effective for you to operate as the pressure group as you were?
I've been screaming out for someone to come out and lead us since day one. I have. You must see the people who stick up their hands and see themselves as the leaders. How many more times can we be sold out? Every day we lose. Every single day we lose, we bury another few kids. You know, if 3,000 kids had died of, let's call it TB, there'd have been an inquest. Or if 3,000 kids had died from something that fell out of the sky, there'd have been an inquest and a reaction and money spent. 3,000 kids have died from bullets and nothing. Nothing. We have to do this. We don't have a choice. We can't allow these recycled politicians who've been party hopping since 94 to act as if they represent us. They don't. I can swear to you now that if this doesn't work, I won't join another party because none of them care about us.
Good to know.
I've read their manifestations. I've read, I promise you, I've read their constitutions. And while it's all beautiful on paper, when you compare it to the action, it's clear they're telling you, brown man, that you are on your own.
Point. Well, Father, let's leave it on that note for this morning. We thank you for coming on and sharing with us and telling us a bit more about the Cape Coloured Congress. And, of course, wishing you all of the best going forward.
Shukran, man.
Only a pleasure. Assalamu alaikum. And that was Fadil Adams of the Cape Coloured Congress there speaking to us this morning.